Twitter mistakenly censors news site for report on 13-year-old dying days after COVID vaccine. By Alam Bokhari on June 21, 2021. Twitter locked the account of The National File, a national populist news website, for reporting on a tweet from Tammy Bridges, a woman who says her 13-year-old nephew died 3 days after receiving a second dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Twitter later said the account had been locked in error and reinstated it. According to a Twitter spokesman, the platform took enforcement action on The National File's account in error. That action has been reversed and the account has been reinstated. The National File's report was about Twitter user Tammy Bridges, who said her teenage nephew had died shortly after receiving a second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. "Our family is devastated," said Bridges. "I struggled with putting this out on Twitter. I am pro-vaccine. We vaccinated my own 14-year-old son as soon as it was available. I know it is mostly safe. But Jacob is dead now. I do believe that the vaccine is saving millions of lives," continued Bridges' subsequent tweets. "But should any innocent child be a sacrificial lamb in this endeavor? There are moral, ethical and health questions that need to be answered. If Jacob had not received the second shot, we believe he would be alive today." Saying parents should be warned of the risk, Bridges called on the Center for Disease Control, CDC, to investigate. Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of The National File, condemned Twitter for censoring his website's reporting. "Twitter's censorship here is as repugnant as it is ridiculous," said Papert. "National File does not publish medical misinformation. We published a report containing direct quotes from a woman who, using Twitter, expressed concern about the death of her 13-year-old nephew, Jacob Klinik, which occurred after he received the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It appears Twitter is attempting to censor news outlets for the crime of reporting on the concerns of a recently bereaved family member," Papert said. "Our hearts and prayers are with Ms. Bridges and her family during this difficult time. It is very unfortunate that Twitter would attempt to prevent this family from sharing its truth and its concerns about the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine only days after Jacob's untimely and heartbreaking death." Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.